In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to the administration suitable for the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of the things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we, who were first to have hope in Christ, would be to the praise of his glory.
Good morning. It's truly a blessing to come out to worship our Almighty God this morning, an opportunity to sing songs about the fact that we are heavenward bound. At least we profess to be heavenward bound. This morning we're going to talk about the true blessings that there are as being God's children. And ultimately, the idea of the fact that we get to go be with him for eternity. It's an interesting perspective, though. If you'd open your Bibles to Numbers, the 13th chapter, this is very similar to what happened with Israel. Israel was taken out, as we talked about this morning, from Egypt. And they go through the wilderness, they go back to Mount Sinai, they come back up, and they're about to go through the southern part to go into Canaan. And Moses says, we're going to send some spies in. And he tells them, I want you to go and check out the land. I want you to see if the cities are fortified or if they live in open camps. I want you to see whether or not the soil is good or if it's bad. What the trees are like. What the vegetation is like.